You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. And, you know, I just thought I want to have you back in a couple of weeks because I want to talk to you about the branding I'm doing with Vivian, because we're searching for Vivian's kidney, and I've used one picture to brand as like the brand, and then I use some other pictures later on. I want to talk to you about that later. I don't want to confuse the subject today. Today we're talking about managing your brand as you go through a career transition. I'm transitioning my career. I'm opening up a whole new vista of ability to help people. I've got a whole new, as Dwayne Wade would say, bag of tricks. And it's residential mortgages. I've teamed up with Bob Gutlon. You've heard me advertising Bob. Bob's been a sponsor for a long time on the show. Bob and Milvi have been in the business for 25 years. I'm going to introduce them to people I know that need help. I'm going to help those people achieve their dreams of owning their home without a lot of stress, God willing.
Now, you see what's happened when we first started talking about this. You started explaining to me all the technical things you were doing, which was about as interesting to me as watching grass grow. Other than I care about you, I didn't understand or care. And we kept trying to craft what was your message. What was your message? And you kept explaining to me about amortization schedules and tax implication schedules and all those things, which was like watching a bumper rust. And then at some point, we talked about the idea of why you were doing it. And you explained you were doing it because you can help people, because you know how this industry works and other people don't, because you're involved in the technical side of it, and how you can take that knowledge and put it to others' benefit, which ultimately benefits you, and how that works. And it took a while to make that transition for you from, look how much I know, I'm the smartest guy in the room, and let me prove it to you, to here's what matters to you. But now that you've done that, you now communicate all these different things you're doing under the umbrella, under the brand positioning of, I'm helping other people achieve their dreams. And as soon as you do that, people listening say, oh, I get that. That resonates with me. That makes sense to me. I'd like to know more about that.
You know, a lot of the feedback I've gotten from the market about myself that's been problematic is that I, like, sometimes hold myself out as the smartest person in the room. And boy, wouldn't that stand anybody off?
Well, it's just a matter of not necessary if I already know you, like you, trust you, and believe you know what you're talking about. Yeah, I need to hear those reasons. I need to see your certifications. I need to know your experience. But those are what are called RTBs, reasons to believe. And I only care about that after I've already determined that I'm interested in finding out what is it you can do for me. Now you need to prove it. But most companies don't do that. They lead with their RTBs. They talk about how many locations we have, how many trucks we have, how many computers we have, how many years of experience, se habla español, whatever it is that becomes the RTBs. Here's the ugly secret. I don't care about your credentials and your RTBs until I care about using you to do something I want to accomplish.
Well, you know, and somebody asked me this the other day. They go, Jim, do people trust you? I have to say, yes, I believe they do. I really don't have any kind of bad reputation. I've not done anything wrong to anybody. And so if you're competent, you hold yourself out, you have other people that trust you, that the person knows, I think you're going to get a chance to have an opportunity to help that person. And that's really all I want to do. I really have worked in commercial. Commercial is a very difficult thing. It's a tough part. There's a big commission, so there's a lot of people that go after you in commercial, and not necessarily the positive way. Residential, I just want to do the deal and help the person have a home they can live in comfortably for as long as they want. Have a place, a yard if they want. Have no yard if they want. There's a different structure if you want a high leverage or low leverage, but none of that really matters. What matters is I want to help the person. And you know, we talked about getting my message out clearly. We work with Sandy Abbott here, Sandy Constant Contact on here, Espresso Marketing. And we had an email blast. I was under time pressure because the summer's coming and I wanted to get it out before the summer. I actually wanted to get it out before today's show, so I didn't want to confuse messages. Still haven't sent it out because we needed to work together to make sure that it was clear that what I want to do is help other people.
What I want to do is help you. You just wrote it right there. You know, there's something to be said for hidden in plain sight. The ideas are there. We just have to pay attention to them. You just said it. What I want to do is help you. Say it with me. What I want to do is help you. One more time.
What I want to do is help you. Hallelujah, man. Hallelujah. 305-773-6300. Give me a call. If I can help you with your residential mortgage, commercial mortgage, if I can help you, just give me a call. I have, here's a term we haven't used, Bruce. I want to apply the intellectual capital that I have for the benefit of other people.
Beautiful. Can you come up with a way to say it that doesn't use words that I failed on my SAT?
Yeah, okay. I want to use the things that I know to help other people.
I want to use what I know to help you do what you don't know.
Okay.
See, it's all you want to do is help you.
That's all I want to do.
Don't give up the rhyme. All I want to do is help you.
Oh, gosh. Maybe that is my rhyme. All I want to do is help you. All I am writing it down. Want
to do.
To do.
Is help you.
Is help you.
Maybe we can get the show rights to the Sheryl Crow song. All I want to do is have some fun.
Oh.
We can rewrite it.
You know what?
It can become your theme song.
You know those people. How do we do?
We call him up. I know her bass player. I'll call him.
Please do that. Maybe you and your band can do it as a cover.
Speaking of the band, we're playing Saturday night at Books and Books in Coral Gables. 8 p.m. We'll be outside in that courtyard. We'll have the full horn section, otherwise known as the smoking section.
Where is this? And, this is going to be in Coral Gables?
Coral Gables at Books and Books. Black Star is playing at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Wanda's there.
Come out.
Wanda's there. Wanda will do the intro for you.
I'm on a birthday week.
Well, that's
your birthday.
She turned 16 this week.
Happy birthday!
In our house, it's a birthday month. Can I give you to do a birthday month?
Yeah, that's what we do in our house. See, that's a Polish tradition.
Birthday month.
Yep.
Birthday month. You're getting a birthday month, Wanda.
All right.
All righty then. And first of all, you're going to be on stage with the Harmonic Cat himself over here.
That's right. You're welcome to come. We will play. I don't think we know Happy Birthday, but we'll learn it for you.
We can play it legally now, right?
Yes, we can, without having to pay royalties.
That's true. Now, Bruce, I heard, we talked about the harmonica. I heard from Bob Gutler. On that you blow a great chauffeur too.
Yeah, I did that at Temple year after year. It was a lot of fun, actually. Someone asked me if I could. I'm a trumpet player, so for trumpet players it's easy. For everybody else it's really hard. Yep, that's it.
I hope I didn't blow out anybody's ears with that one. So, Bruce, let's get back to it, though. The main thing is to just make sure that the message is consistent. And, it sounds to me like what the message really is it's not about what you're doing or anything else. It's about your elemental, your basic thing that you want to get across to people, the basic thing that makes your brand. And the reason that I've relaunched Sandstone, my personal company, and teamed up with Bob Gutlawn and Spectrum Mortgage to bring additional heft to the team is because I wanted to help people.
Because all I want to do is help you.
Oh, God, I love this guy. So, Wanda, you got to find... We already said it. You're going to get me the music. All I want to do is help you. Oh, this is amazing.
We're going to get you a singer also.
Yeah, it's not me. That's for sure. Now, Bruce, we talk about it. We've only got... How much more time do we have in this segment, Wandita?
I'll call it 5 minutes.
Oh, well, that's great. That means we can flip on over to the seven things. Can you please enumerate the seven things, please?
Of course. These are the 7 points to building brand value. If you're going to build a brand, these are the things you need to know about. And by the way, they're all only 3 words. So even if you're driving, you could probably remember these.
This here's on your business card,
right,
too.
It's on my business card. It's on my website. It's on the last book I wrote. Yeah, you can find these all over. BruceTurkel.com or TurkelBrands.com. Either one. Number one is all about them. That's what we've been talking about all morning.
The whole time.
Not talking about yourself, not talking about what you do, talking about how what you do impacts and resonates with others, because all you want to do is help you. Exactly. Point one is all about them. Point two is hearts, then minds. You want to make an emotional connection before you make an intellectual connection. In your case, a house is intellectual. I'm going to buy a house. It's 1,800 square feet, blah, blah, blah. But a home is emotional. A home is where I raise my family. A home is where I live my dreams. A home is where I invest in my family's future. Hearts, then minds. Make an emotional connection before you make an intellectual connection. Most businesses make intellectual connections. They talk about numbers and percentages and all those sort of things, which are important. They're RTBs. We talked about that already. Point two is hearts, then minds. Point three, make it simple. All I want to do is help you, and then shut up, because you have to let the line sink in. People have to understand what it's all about. Most salespeople talk themselves out of business because they talk so much that the consumer never gets the chance to understand what's in it for them. So point three is make it simple. Point four is make it quick. Point five is make it yours. What are you going to own? Lots of people offer mortgages. Lots of people offer residential mortgages and commercial mortgages. Lots of people offer the actual functional service that Jim Fried is going to offer through Sandstone. However, you are going to own being the caring, helpful firm, because
all I want to do is help you.
You got it. Point six is all five senses. Yeah, Adam was reading
Adam
my card to make
it.
He was making sure I got it right. He wanted to try to catch me up, but I've said this a few times. I got it. I got it down.
Yeah, we got the peanut gallery. Just to get a heads up, we got all the guests in here. We're all having a great time here. Maybe you should join us too at the studio someday.
Point six is all five senses. It's not simply what you see and hear. It's what you feel, what you smell, and what you taste. Now, you might ask, well, how do you make mortgages taste good? But that's part of the challenge of figuring out how to do this. You need to look for
ways. I know how to do it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, when you hear, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say the idea. When you present the information, you can have some, perhaps a little flower that you have it with, or a little perfume that's your scent and or something, and then they're activated that when they smell that, they think of you.
Beautiful. So there you go. You want to make sure that you engage people's senses. And then point seven, we've said it earlier, is repeat, repeat, repeat.
Can you say that again, please?
Yeah, repeat, repeat, repeat. And so I will. Point one is all about them. Point two is, no, I'm not going to.
No, make sure you go faster, number four.
But the idea is once you figure it out, you say it over and over and over and over and over again, because nobody else is really focusing on your brand. Only you are. And you think, oh, I'm tired of saying it. They're tired of hearing it. Not true. BMW has been the ultimate driving machine since 1972. The cars have changed. The company has changed. But they present themselves in a consistent and powerful and compelling manner.
And even though all I want to do is help you, the other thing to remind my, to mention about your concept of repeating, repeating, repeating is I put your content, all of our content out all the time, probably tweet something 10 or 15 times a day. And every single time I do, I pick up a new follower. There's more likes. There's more clicks because there's somebody new that hasn't heard the content that they need to make their life better.
And you do that beautifully, because I know when I open my Twitter account, I see all your tweets. You put my logo in there. You mention something I said. You give them a link. So people who want to be further involved, because it has to resonate with them, you give them that opportunity. And if they do it and they learn something, or they do business with you and they find the home that they want, then all of a sudden they feel better about, or they feel good about themselves. The key is that a good brand makes you feel good, but a great brand makes you feel good about yourself.
Well, we're working on that. You know, a lot of our content does that. A lot of our content, we're going to have Michael Cooper here coming up in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about positive energy, positive perspective. Hopefully, you'll stick around, and we can make it a real bouncy, you know, final segment. We're going to have Adam on in a couple minutes. Adam's going to talk about the technology environment here. I had a great meeting this morning with some people that really want to rebrand the cultural elements and rebrand Miami. We're going to have a meeting with them. Bruce, I want you to help us rebrand the perspective in Miami to people like Adam's folks in New York that he does business with. And that's what we're going to do. So while I'm changing my tagline that I do residential mortgages in addition to commercial now, it's still all the same. It's still all about you. In this case, it's all about my listeners and our community. I really want our community to be able to benefit from what I'm going to do in the future. Our community, the members, not me. I want the tide to rise and to help them. My boat will lift.
And why?
Because it's all about them.
Because all you want to do
is help you.
You got it.
That's it. All I want to do is help you. And with that, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to be right back with great information about our technology environment here. Adam Yarmak's going to talk about raising money for your technology, how to get the right team together for your technology endeavor, raising money, venture capital. That's what we're talking about next. Information you can use right away here today, because all I want to do is help you. And that's what we're going to do around the corner. Wanda, it's yours.